We're getting ready for the Celtic Hour, but first a word from you know who.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information, in the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexonline.com.
As I come in by Tara Market 43, I met in wi a fair material for the barren yards of Delgaty, all in Tanadi, all in Lauren, the barren yards of Delgaty. The pipey is dozy, the pipey is fey. He won a baroon for his vino the day. And the sky o'er Messina had sunken grey. How the brechamers are eerie. Oh, fare ye weel, ye banks of Sicily. I fare ye weel, ye valiant shan. There's nae jock will mourn the kyles o' ye. Ah, the brechamers are eerie. Oh, fare ye weel, ye banks o' Sicily. Fare ye weel, ye valiant shan. There's nae aim will smoor the wiles o' ye. Your bloody squaddies are weary. Sit down the stair and line the water side. Wait your turn, the ferry's awa'. Down the stair and line the water side. Ah, the brechamers are weary. The drummy is polished, the drummy is brown. He canna be seen for his webbing about. He's beased himself up for a 40 and now. To Geeta his Lola his dearie. Oh, fare ye weel, ye dives o' Sicily. Fare ye weel, Beth Sheelan and ha. Well, ah, mind she beans and both his farm. Signorinas were cheery. Oh, fare ye weel, ye dives o' Sicily. Fare ye weel, Beth Sheelan and ha. Will a' mind she beans and both his far. Jock made a date with his deary. So tune the pipe and drop of the tenor drum. Leave your kit to the side o' the wall. Tune the pipe and drop the tenor drum. Ah, the brechamers are weary.
Well, good evening to you all, and welcome to the Celtic Hour. My name is Jewel, and we started out this evening with The New World Order. Where have we heard that before? Everything old is new again. But we'll get to that a little bit later in the session here. We started out the evening with Old Blind Dogs, and we're celebrating the music of Scotland and England this month and next month. So I know that in the program guide it says we're giving a nod to William Butler Yeats, but that's not quite accurate, but we'll give him a nod as well. So maybe next week we'll play some songs and read some poetry just to keep in with the program guide. But right now in our studio, I am very, very pleased to welcome Ashley Broder and Jamie Laval, who have stopped by to play some great music for you and tell you what they've been up to lately. So welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, are you there, Ashley?
I hope so.
Have I got you?
Kind of have to slump a bit.
Check,
huh?
Check, one, two.
Way
there
down
we
there.
Go. There we go. It's a wee tiny studio we've got here. So at any rate, well, I sort of ran into you folks at the Fun Center yesterday, yeah, down at the Rose Festival, and you were playing, which was just a real treat and great to see you again.
Thanks.
So what have you been up to?
I'm traveling as always. You know, basically we're kind of living on the road. As of January 1st, both Ashley and I just kind of burned all our bridges. And so we're just traveling all over the country, and I happened to be in Portland for a couple of days. It was delightful to run into you yesterday at the Rose Festival, and we had a house concert a few days ago here in Portland, and now we're on our way down the Oregon coast. We're going to play in Yahats on Thursday and Florence on Saturday.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one. I hear everybody raves about the Florence gigs, so
Yeah, I haven't actually played in Florence before. Ashley hasn't been to the Oregon coast at all, so that's going to be a fun adventure just for the beaching and stuff. I have actually played quite a bit in Yahats, though. I played the Celtic Festival there a couple times, which is just a wonderful, amazing party for 3 days. And also done a couple of self-produced concerts there. So there's a little bit of a following there, but we'll see how it goes in Florence. That's a new area for me.
Oh, it should be good. And so, Ashley, first time to the Oregon coast?
Yeah, haven't been around yet, so we'll see.
Uh-huh.
No stranger to coasts, though, being in the Ventura area.
Yep, California.
California.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just fix a microphone here. So I've invited them into the studio, and they've been gracious enough to come in and play a few tunes for you. So first of all, let's get just a little bit of information about you folks. Ashley, where do you hail from?
Ventura County, Camarillo, California.
Okay. And how long have you been playing the mandolin and the fiddle?
Let's see. I think 12 years on fiddle and about 9 on mandolin.
Wow. Who influenced you to pick up the instrument?
Well, I saw an assembly in my school when I was in third grade, and this guy was playing all these instruments, and I just thought he was so cool, and he played violin, so I went home and begged my mom for lessons. She's a pianist, so she actually wanted to wait until I was really serious about it, having 5 kids in the family and each doing their extracurricular activities. It gets a little bit expensive, so I had to whine for a while, but I eventually got my violin and got some lessons, and it was just wonderful.
Ooh, and you did the instrument proud, I must say.
Thanks.
Very great, great player. And Jamie, where do you hail from?
Well, sort of Seattle, although my father moved the family all over the place while he was trying to find himself, and started off life thinking he was going to be a Free Methodist minister, but then ultimately decided he was atheist. And in the process, he moved us all over the place. So I spent a lot of time in Seattle. I went to college there and did some of my early professional career there. So I would say kind of from Seattle, but now, of course, I've burned all those bridges. So I have all my stuff stored here in Portland, and I thought Portland maybe was going to be a new home, but now I think we're kind of looking toward maybe the east, maybe North Carolina as a possible place to put down some roots. We'll just kind of see.
Well, now, you know it rains a lot here, but they have hurricanes over there.
Well, the storms are ferocious. It's spectacular, I must say.
Yeah, we got a little taste of it about a week ago with thunder and lightning, and everybody about lost their minds. So it's like, oh, there's nothing. Crying out loud. So what inspired you to pick up the fiddle?
I dabbled with a number of instruments when I was a kid, and finally loved the sound of the violin. I guess Yasha Heifetz and the Tchaikovsky Concerto kind of made up my mind right there. I just
that'll do it.
Yeah. I mean, it has the whole gamut of emotion, from the most tender and sublime to just all the fireworks and dazzling virtuosity. So at the time, I didn't really know anything about roots-based music. Although my mother is Scottish, but we didn't really hear that music much. And so I pursued classical violin just because I loved the sound of it, and later found fiddle. So I actually went quite far into the sort of classical professional career, becoming a symphony violinist and beginning to dabble in fiddle. I could always do it, but not really cool for a while. I was like many other classical sort of crossover people, thinking, oh, well, I can play all the notes, so I guess I can do it now, right? And it was only later that I found out that the well is a lot deeper than that. And so finally, I turned my back completely on the classical world. And so for quite a few years now, I haven't played a note of classical, just because my heart is just definitely, in the roots-based music.
Wow. And I must say, yesterday in your set, you went everywhere from Brittany to Spain to Ireland to Scotland, even to the Hebrides and the Orkney Islands, the Shetland Islands, and just an incredible range of music that the two of you produce is just inspiring. So I'm going to hush now and let our listeners enjoy your music. And so you can tell them a little bit about what you're going to play.
Sure.
And where it comes from and all of that. So in our studio tonight is Ashley Broder and Jamie Laval. And they're going to play for you now.
Good. Thanks. Now, this is a collection of Irish reels. Thank you.
great music.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. That's a little bit of what you missed if you didn't go to Karen Godley's house concert or down to the Rose Festival last night. And hopefully, those of you who are in the southern region of Oregon will be able to catch these folks. Tell us again, where is it that you're going to be playing in Florence and in Yahats?
Sure.
Where at?
Yeah, so this coming Thursday, it's in Yahats at a room they call the Yahats Commons, which is right along Highway 101 there in downtown Yahats. Not very hard to find. Yahats is a small place. 7:30 on Thursday. And then Saturday is the Florence Events Center, which is kind of the main venue in Florence. Haven't been there myself, but apparently easy to find. That's at 8 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay.
And all that information can be found on Jamie's and my website at jamielaval.com and ashleybroder.com.
And just for those of us who might have misspelled names and not gotten information in a timely fashion, could you give us the spelling of that? Because I know Jamie, I spell it a little bit differently than you do. And just so that people know where they can go if they're inspired to come and hear you folks, or if they want to ask you questions about your music, I want to make sure that they get in touch with you. So how do we reach you?
Sure, and thanks for asking. Although I'm sure Google will probably be able to sort out misspellings. But Jamie is J-A-M-I-E, and then Laval is L-A-V-A-L, so jamielaval.com. And Ashley Broder is kind of pretty easy to spell.
Yeah, it's quite straightforward, A-S-H-L-E-Y, and then Broder, B-R-O-D-E-R.
And is that .com?
.com.
Yes.
All right. So you have two places you can go and look for these great musicians and two places you can go and hear them if you haven't already. Jamie played a couple of Kaylee's, I think, over the last year, and they were great.
Oh,
it was great fun. And hopefully when we start up again in September, you'll come back up and play a few tunes for us then. That would be wonderful.
That would be great. Of course, we got Mikey and Dave, you know, Dave Corey, on board. So it was just kind of more of a jam type feeling, but it was extremely fun. I mean, Mikey was just like making us double over in laughter. I mean, he's just
a riot. This is the infamous Mikey Beglin of the Alberta Street Public House fame and wild Irish accordion player.
We loved how he bashes out the buttons on the left hand of his accordion, you know, like doing the dance groove so hard. And so it's like several of the buttons are actually missing because they're pushed into the accordion.
Right.
Hysterical.
We call him Mikey the metronome because, man, he's got time like nobody's business. That guy knows his instrument and plays it so well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd actually like to spend more time with Mikey just to kind of absorb some of that spirit and some of the lift that he gets with that music. It's stunning.
And one thing I've noticed is not many accordion players play the left hand, the button, or the bass buttons on the left hand, and boy, he's just right there.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so that was fun. That was probably the first Kaylee experience that Ashley had. But, I mean, Ashley is kind of like this musical chameleon. She can just kind of like blend into any band. It's very cool. So,
who are you calling a chameleon?
Well, you certainly know your way around the mandolin and the violin, my dear. So
thanks.
Just it's a real delight listening to you both play. And so with that in mind, I'm going to afford the listeners that opportunity by hushing up and letting y'all go at it again.
Thanks.
You're listening to KBOO Community Radio. You own us. Nobody else does. And in our studio tonight are Ashley Broder and Jamie Laval playing some great tunes for you. And so where are you taking us now?
Well, I thought Brittany, this is actually one of the advantages of not having to commit whether I'm a Scottish fiddler or an Irish fiddler or, you know, so forth, is that I get to play Celtic music from everywhere in the world. And it would be a shame, you know, to not be able to play a slip jig just because I'm a Scottish fiddler, or not be able to play a strathspey because I'm an Irish fiddler or whatever.
Oh, I don't think those rules apply anymore, you know?
Well, yeah, people, though, they, you know, fans come up afterward and they definitely want to pigeonhole things so that maybe they can comprehend it a little bit. So maybe I think we're slightly intractable to some listeners. But anyway, I just think the music from Brittany is just stunning. It has this kind of weird, haunting, minor effect. In fact, the very first time I heard it, I thought it was some kind of like Eastern Arabic stuff, you know, with the bombard,
yeah.
And, you know. And, you know, so
my favorite instrument.
Yeah. Well, the binyu, that one's a bit hard to listen to. But anyway, it's like, it's just such an exotic flavor. So I just love playing that stuff as much as possible. So I thought maybe we could play a collection of rondes, which is, of course, ancient peasant dances.
Okay. So all of you get your pinkies up and get ready to dance. Very sweet.
Thank you. Double thank you.
Oh, yeah. Great. Well, I guess our time is drawing short here, and it looks like the next group of folks from the Talking Earth are assembling outside there. So was there anything else y'all wanted to add? And
We love you.
Well, we love you too.
No, it's so sweet that you've been so supportive. The last few years I've been getting to know Portland folks, and you've just been eager to play the CD, you know, and support Celtic roots music. And so thank you. It's really awesome of you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And come and stay. Come live here. Come influence us. Come, you know. Yeah. Come to our living room and linger.
Well, it's definitely a very appealing prospect because Portland is extremely cool in many ways.
Very many ways. And very, very rich in talent, as evidenced by the fact that I see you here so often. Yeah. It's kind of like, come on, you guys.
Yeah. Make the plunge.
So, and if you lived in Seattle, well, you've got moss behind your ears anyway, so you might as well, and you'll grow some, I'm sure, Ashley.
Yeah.
Well, certainly the Northwest has a tenth amount the amount of rain as Scotland, and I'm quite at home in Scotland, so that'd be no problem.
There you go. So, speaking of Scotland, do you want to play us out with a quick one from Scotland? And
we don't have a quick one. Everything we have is like 9 minutes long.
Well, an abbreviated Scottish version.
Okay, you want to do a little jig of slurs, maybe?
Oh, my favorite tune.
That's a great pipe tune, four-part. Yeah, because after all, we are going to Scotland in a few weeks, so maybe this is a good chance to air this.
Send me a postcard. I'll be thinking of you.
This time around, we'll have fewer gigs and be able to see more of the lovely sights. Last time I was in 30 days, I had 28 gigs, and it was a little bit much. So.
That'll do it. So once again, just to let you know who you're listening to this evening, my name is Jewel. This is KBOO Radio, Community Radio in Portland, Oregon, and this is the Celtic Hour. If you have any questions or comments about the show tonight, you can email me at CelticHour@AOL.com. And here again is Ashley Roeder and Jamie Lavelle. Thank you. Great. You've been listening to Ashley Broder and Jamie Lavelle, and we'd like to thank them for taking the time to come into the station. I know you guys are busy, and it really means a lot to the listeners and to me that you come down and share your music live in the studio with us. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I thought it was delightful, so let's do it again sometime.
Great. And what we're going to do now is play a little bit from the Battlefield Band's latest CD, The Road of Tears, and then come back with a few announcements and then wrap up the show for the Talking Earth. So here then is the Battlefield Band from The Road of Tears and a set of tunes that you can continue to dance to.
Thank you.
And that was the Battlefield Band from their brand new CD, The Trail of Tears. These guys are just amazing. Perpetually on the road forever and still turning out great music at the same time. Oh, I love them. Well, a few things that you need to know about. A Bog of Cats is still running. It will be, it's a wonderful contemporary Irish play by Marina Carr, starring Marilyn Stacey, Chris Porter, Chrissy Recaro, Gracie Starr, Vanna O'Brien, Mary McDonald Lewis, Amaya Villazan, Jason Manicia, Gary Brickner Schultz, Cooper Morgan, Jonah Weston, and Chris Porter. Just to mention a few, the director is Marilyn Taylor, and I won't go into all the other folks that worked their hearts out to put this event and play on, but you can catch it Thursday through Saturday this week. It will close on Saturday at the Coho Theater, located at 2257 Northwest Raleigh Street in Portland, Oregon. For more information, you can go to www.cohoproductions.org or call them at 503-220-2646. And I would suggest that you get your tickets and get them early, because it's been a full house and you don't want to miss this one. Also, a sad reminder that it was 25 years ago today when AIDS first made its presence known in this country, in California. And 25 years later, many advancements have been made in both medicine and in heart and mind, also on the political front. But as we all know, as evidenced by today's shenanigans from the appointed one, that would be Mad King George, he is trying to sidetrack us from the real issue of what's going on in this world, and that is that this administration is leading us down the road to Hades, and they don't care. And they're trying to distract you by raising the issue of flag burning. Oh, please, get over it. Guns and gays. That's all they have to run on, other than abominable, miserable failure to buoy up, protect, and embolden the American citizen. So, with that in mind, I would just like to throw this out. If gay couples are not allowed to marry, they're not allowed to adopt, and they're not allowed or afforded the benefits that are available to the rest of the citizenry of this country, then they should not have to pay taxes to be oppressed by this administration or the Constitution or anything else. So keep that in mind. This man, King George, is playing with your future. If there is a constitutional ban on gay marriage, and you amend the Constitution of the United States, which has only been amended recently to allow black people to vote and women to vote, then you might as well bend over and kiss it goodbye, because it will be taken from you, and you won't even be stand up and say, no, that's enough. So keep that in mind. Medea Benjamin will be in town with Code Pink on Wednesday. I believe it's June 12th. Somebody's nicked my... So it's next Wednesday. Also, starting on Friday, Al Gore's movie, President Al Gore's movie, starts June the 9th. An Inconvenient Truth will be shown at the Fox Tower, 10846 Southwest Park, just down from Nordy's there in the Southwest Park blocks. Show times are 11:45 a.m., 2 p.m., 4:30, 7, 8, and 9:30 p.m. For more information, you can go to climatecrisis.net. And Let's see. Have I forgotten anything else? No, and my time is very short. And so what I'm going to do here, I think, is sign off a little bit early, and we'll listen to a little bit more music from the Battlefield Band. We are celebrating Scotland, England, and Wales this month and next month, and I must say, I'm desperate for Welsh music. Okay, I've said it. I've only got a couple of discs, and so if anyone out there has any ideas or has any music that you want to send to KBOO so we can put it in our library, you can email me the information at CelticHour@AOL.com. Put a header on it or I'll delete you. And you can send the music to our program director, Chris Merrick, care of KBOO Radio, 20 Southeast 8th, Portland, Oregon, 97217. And if you'd like to send me a note, just send it to Jewel, care of KBOO, Celtic Hour, 20 Southeast 8th, Portland, Oregon, 97214. My box number is 45, my favorite year. And until then, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. We do have that power. And remember, Iano Yanpa, if you are not outraged, you are not paying attention. Listen to KBOO and get the truth, because we speak truth to power on this community radio station, because nobody dictates to us but our listeners. So thank you for listening. Thanks to Ashley and Jamie for coming in and sharing their great music with us. We're going out with a word from the Insane One and a tune from the Great Ones, the Battlefield Band. And so please stay tuned for Barbara Lamorticella and a special edition of The Talking Earth. And until then, this is Joel, and I love you all. Thank you for allowing me to be here. It has been my pleasure.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.